The CFL communication period is underway and Saskatchewan Roughriders legend Darian Durant believes the Green and White have options to add star receivers Kenny Lawler and Eugene Lewis. You need these types of guys in the red zone that can make plays. Definitely, they're my 1A and 1B, Durant told the Sports Cage. They make plays from the slot, you can put them at wide out. A receiver of that caliber for the Riders will definitely change that offense tremendously. The Green and White ranked 4th in the CFL in team passing yards with 5,019 in 2024. Last season, Lawler suited up in 10 games for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, recording 41 receptions totaling 662 yards and 4 touchdowns. The Bombers went to the Grey Cup for 5 straight seasons and won 2 in 2019 and 2021. In 2022, he was with the Edmonton Elks. Lewis played 18 games for the Edmonton Elks in 2024, producing 74 receptions for 1,070 yards and 10 touchdowns. Lewis is a 3-time CFL All-Star and earned East Division Most Outstanding Player Award in 2022 when he was with the Montreal Alouettes. I don't see a discount coming in from either guy, Durant said. Especially, Geno Lewis, who went from Montreal to Edmonton and signed a huge deal there for over $300,000. The price tag would be pretty steep for both, but if you can get 10 touchdowns out of either, it's well worth it. The CFL's communication period is open and runs until Sunday, February 9. Players can negotiate and officially sign with a team when free agency starts on Tuesday, February 11. As of this publishing, both players are free agents. According to Winnipeg Sun reporter Paul Friesen, Lawler will likely not be returning to the Bombers and could be signing somewhere else. In Lewis' case, 3Down Nation insider Justin Dunk reported Elks GM Ed Hervé did not want to pay Lewis $300,000 and instead let free agency play out to decide his worth. Durant never got to experience free agency in his playing career but was close once. I've never had an opportunity to go to free agency. The year I was about to was right before the Grey Cup and Brendan Tamman came in and made sure that it didn't happen, Durant recalled. I never had that opportunity. I'm glad I didn't because it can be nerve-wracking and you don't want to build any bad blood with organizations.